So this week, as I was thinking about thankfulness, I came across the story of a woman who had been dealing with a lot of stress in her life. And unfortunately, the source of her stress wasn't really anything that she could do anything about. There was no way to like remove it from her life. And in this blog entry I was reading, she didn't name the cause of her stress, but she did talk about how the stress had become the focal point of her life. It was basically all that she thought about and all that she talked about all the time. But she finally came to a turning point when she began to reflect on something that a friend had said to her, the idea that what we focus on is what expands in our lives. And so she decided to test that out, to try to shift her focus away from the source of her chronic stress to more positive and joy-inducing events in her life. And she still had to deal with the stressors when they had to be dealt with. But she worked on letting them go whenever it was possible to do that. And then whenever she noticed a blessing in her life, she didn't just recognize it, but she tried to celebrate it. Now, changing her focus wasn't easy or quick, but over time, she developed gratitude, especially for the routine moments in her life. A joke at dinner, tucking her child into bed. And at the end of each day, she would count her blessings for that day. And as she shifted her focus from the negative to the positive, it became easier as well. She found herself filled with gratitude instead of consumed with worry about something that she couldn't control. Her chronic problem was still there, but she was putting the bulk of her attention on happier things. What we focus on is what expands in our lives. When we focus on what's negative, that negative thing is going to come to dominate our lives to the point that we might even not be able to see the blessings at all. But I think when we focus on what is positive, we expand our conscious awareness of the blessings of life and open ourselves to more joy. That doesn't mean the problems go away. We'll still have emotions like anger and fear, sadness, grief. And we need to feel those emotions, not suppress them. But amazingly, we can decide whether to let those emotions control us or not. And I'm sure that's easier said than done as well, but I do believe that's true. Our attitude toward life is something that we can change. It's actually a decision that we can make. What we focus on is what expands in our lives. And so what is it that we want to focus on? What do we want to nurture in our lives so it grows and expands? The author of the letter to the Colossians believes that Jesus' followers should be focused on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, and forgiveness. These are the characteristics of God's love. When we focus on love and these things and nurture love in our lives, all of these things are the fruits that will grow and expand. Then Colossians says to let Christ's reign, peace reign in our hearts, to dedicate ourselves to thankfulness. Sing gratefully to God, always acting and speaking in witness to Christ's love, giving thanks to God. Three times in just a few sentences, we're told to live always in an attitude of thanks. If love is what God would have us focus on, if love is the vine that connects and holds us all together, I wonder if thankfulness is maybe kind of the fertilizer that helps that love grow. Now, along with wow and help, thanks is one of Anne Lamott's three essential prayers. And so for her, it definitely seems to be an essential part of her relationship with God and the universe. She says that gratitude begins in our hearts and then dovetails into behavior. When you're aware of all that has been given to you, in your lifetime and in the past few days, it is hard not to be humbled and pleased to give back. Now, I did some searching and couldn't find where Jesus actually spoke or taught about gratitude at all, which kind of surprised me a little bit. But he did model it for us. And interestingly, other than the resurrection of Lazarus, every time Jesus is quoted as giving thanks, it was connected to food. The miraculous feedings of large crowds, such as in today's scripture reading, the Last Supper of Jesus and the disciples, and eating together after walking with two of his disciples on the road to Emmaus. Now, in today's scripture, we're told that Jesus takes a few loaves of bread and a few fish, gives thanks for them, and starts passing them out, expecting to feed 4,000 people. And indeed, when it was all done, we're told there were 7 baskets of leftovers. We have to ask, does thankfulness lead to abundance? What we focus on is what expands in our lives. If we went along with the disciples and focus on what we lack in life, probably nothing is going to happen. We'll just tend to give up, hopeless. But if we focus on what we have in the moment and be thankful for it, we'll start to notice other things to be thankful for as well. We begin to lay the groundwork for love to grow. Others see our grateful attitude and our desire to give back, and they're encouraged to do the same. Now, I've often thought the story of Jesus feeding the crowds might really be a story of contagious generosity. Someone sees that bread is being passed around and says, well, I brought a little extra with me. I'll just add it to the pile. And pretty soon the pile of food fills 7 baskets, even after everyone has eaten. And it all begins with a prayer, an attitude of thanks. Another thing I see in the connection of gratitude and food is that eating together builds relationship and community. It seems to be a part of the human DNA that we get to know each other best while sharing food. There's something about it that helps us open up, that makes us feel at ease and accepted. So maybe we should also ask, does thankfulness build relationship and closer community? I think thankfulness leads to appreciating what we have in the moment. And that leads to wanting to share it to others, which nurtures the love in our hearts, causing it to grow until we eventually find ourselves among a community of people filled with compassion and kindness. Of course, if you're still not convinced of the benefits of cultivating gratitude, when I reflected in a message last year about gratitude, I shared 7 benefits listed on the Psychology Today website, 7 benefits that have been backed up by scientific study. And so I want to just remind us of those as well. The first was that gratitude helps us make friends. Thanking someone opens a door to relationship and new opportunities. It builds community. Gratitude also improves our physical health. People who are thankful report fewer aches and pains and are more likely to take better care of themselves. And gratitude improves our psychological health. It increases happiness and decreases depression. Intuitively, it's just difficult to maintain negative emotions if you're busy naming things that you're thankful for. Gratitude also enhances empathy and reduces aggression. We get along better when we're all being thankful. Gratitude also helps us sleep. Spending 15 minutes writing down grateful sentiments before bedtime has been shown to help people sleep better and longer. Gratitude improves self-esteem. It also helps reduce social comparisons. Rather than resenting others, gratitude teaches us to appreciate their accomplishments. And gratitude increases our mental strength. It reduces stress, and it helps us overcome trauma. But of course, it's not always easy to live in an attitude of thanks. When that isn't our focus in life, it can take some work to change how we think. The good news is that thankfulness is something that we can practice. It's an attitude that we can nurture and teach to ourselves. And one way we might start doing that, nurturing thankfulness in our lives, is through a gratitude journal. Now, you might remember at the end of October, I had said I wanted to try that for myself during this month of Thanksgiving. And I've been doing that. I've been trying to spend 5 to 10 minutes every day being grateful. I write down just like 3 to 5 things from the previous 24 hours that seem like blessings to me that I'm thankful for. And it's not been monumental stuff. It's mostly everyday things like sunshine, a bowl of ice cream. I like ice cream. Hey, what can I say? Or maybe I had been productive and got a lot accomplished that day. And so I was thankful for that. And after I list a few things, I take a few minutes to just say a short prayer, telling God, thank you for those things and how that those things enrich my life. And I also am making a conscious effort not to let that prayer veer off into the day's problems. I'm trying to save my problems for another prayer time, not during gratitude time. One thing I found is that it's not always easy to name our blessings. Some days I'm tired and I think I'd just rather sit and be cranky for a while. And I think when I decided to try this, I was hoping it would be some kind of profound experience. And it really hasn't been, I'll admit that. It's not an instant everything in life is now good type of miracle. However, I believe it has put thankfulness at the forefront of my thoughts. And when I stop my day to give thanks, if I can find something, just anything, any little thing that makes me smile, it really does help shift my mood and make the day a little bit brighter. It really feels like a seed, nurturing a seed of love within my life. And another thing I noticed, I try to check my blood pressure once or twice a week, and it's fine. But when you do that, you're supposed to sit still for a few minutes before you do the blood pressure reading. And I was surprised when a couple of times, which is kind of a small sample, but someone else was assuring me this is actually backed up by scientific study as well. A couple of times I used that sitting still to do my gratitude journal. And those times, my blood pressure was actually lower than it usually is. Which makes me really believe that there is something not just spiritual, but physical that is benefiting our lives when we live in thanks. Nurturing thankfulness draws us closer to God and expands the peace and the compassion and the love in our lives. And so may we all live our lives as one continual prayer of thankfulness, where our gratitude is evident in every moment, in every thought and action, so that love might grow in our hearts and in the hearts of those around us. Amen.